Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I'm joined on the air by Griswold Brooks, who is the communications coordinator at the South African Human Rights Commission. And of course, the topic today is the all important topic of what the Human Rights Commission has been able to do to address gender-based violence against women in the country. Griswold, and I hope I've pronounced your name correctly, welcome to the show.
Good evening to you and your listeners.
We've been chatting this afternoon about the importance of Women's Day, and we've had the underlying issue that has permeated today's conversation, and that's the fact that despite we celebrate Women's Day in South Africa because of the march in 1956, despite the fact that we have this liberal constitution, we have some of the highest instances of femicide, rape, and GBV in the world. What is happening and how is this being addressed, particularly by an organization as important as the Human Rights Commission?
Yeah, I think you've made a stellar point there, is that unfortunately we get caught up in the romance of the March of 1956 and what those women achieved and what they aimed to achieve. But I think all these years later, in the year 2021, we really have to sit back and think about whether we've actually given women, not just given women, but whether we've afforded women the equality and the freedoms that they deserve based on the constitution that we have. And I think, you know, factors such as femicide, gender-based violence, everything that you've listed are major concerns. But I think even more so, we have to look at the true notion of equality and whether women are not just living in a safe society, but whether they are being treated as equals in the workplace, within general society as a whole. And I think we fall short in many of those spaces, despite the fact that we have the laws and the policies in place to ensure that they are, in fact, equal.
So we talk about, and often people wax lyrical about the fact that these things need to be addressed. We've seen the Me Too movement. We've seen issues pertaining to the fact that we're now going through this generation of people who are woke, yet we're not seeing much change on the ground in South Africa. Agreed, it's a societal change that's needed. But what can we as individuals do to support organizations such as the Human Rights Commission? What can we do as a collective to try eradicate the scourge of GBV and femicide in South Africa?
Well, I mean, it's true what you're saying, that that we talk about woke culture and that we talk about, obviously, changes within society and the debates that we're having. And even on forums like these, and I think it's great that you, for example, you're having this conversation. But the fact of the matter is that the change needs to happen within our homes and within our societies. The biggest problem that we are faced with is the fact that people are being treated as unequal, women in particular in this instance, on the basis of their gender and their sex. And it happens and it starts within the home. So those are the very first areas that we have to address. No matter how liberal your constitution or your legal framework is, ultimately, the biggest problem is if people treat women the way that we treat women in this country, we're not going to get anywhere. And what the commission obviously does, obviously we have many partners, both in civil society and the Commission for Gender Equality, for example, should be at the forefront, leading this as a Chapter 9 institution. And all of those hands together need to obviously educate people, but beyond that also take the necessary action. So we need to see better law enforcement and greater consequences for people who find themselves guilty of gender-based violence.
You're making very valid points here, and you made a point that it starts at home. We've got these Chapter 9 organizations, and we've got non-governmental and NPOs that are all fighting for the same thing. But we've seen the same with the fight against fraud and corruption in South Africa. And one reaches a point where one has to actually start taking accountability. And what you said is critical. It starts at home. So what advice do you give to our listeners when it comes to addressing these issues? What should be happening in the home and what message should be given to our children?
I think in all honesty, it has to be a very deeply introspective thought process that we need to undergo. First and foremost, I have a daughter as an example. She's 3 years old. And what are some of the messages that I'm giving her in comparison to the messages that I'm giving her two brothers? Do I make her understand that she's able to have a career of her own, that she's able to make certain choices of her own? Or am I teaching her that she should be, for example, dependent on a man, and that, you know, she doesn't necessarily need a career because she could just happily marry someone and be a princess, for one thing. The other thing is also, what are some of the limitations that I'm placing on her? In terms of her education, am I making sure that she receives an equal education to her brothers? You know, something amazing happened at home. We were watching the Olympics, and the first thing my daughter asked at the age of three is, where's the woman? And I think that is very important, that those are the messages that we drive home, that there needs to be equal representation, and that she also is valid as a woman, as a woman to be.
I think you make a lot of sense there, Gushwan. I want to thank you for joining us on this public holiday and give that three-year-old a big kiss on the forehead for us.
I thank you, and apologies for the background noise. I'm actually in a community as we speak, so unfortunately there's some background noise, but all the best to you.
It's all good. You made some excellent points. We really appreciate you taking time on this public holiday. That was Gushwell Brooks. He's the communications coordinator at the SAHRC, the South African Human Rights Commission.